Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, I've got three situations that we've recorded, as always. You have to tell me what happens next, all right?
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. I think the score is Chappers 3, Becky 3, so 3 all.
My little boy said to me yesterday, what's the score in what's occurring, Daddy?
Did he?
Yeah, I've no idea.
Did you say, I'm sorry, I'm letting you down?
No, I didn't say that.
Has he disowned you as a parent?
No, on the basis of what I do on what's occurring? No, there are plenty of other things he'll disown me over, but not over this.
Right, so 3-all, everything to play for, as they say on game shows. What does that mean? And here's our first situation.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Edith Bowman?
I do know Edith Bowman.
She's had a baby.
She has.
And now she's back on Radio 1 at weekends.
Yeah.
She's doing The Lion, which sounded amazing last Sunday.
It did.
From 10 a.m. But here's the question. Do you think Edith talks to herself?
What?
Does she talk to herself?
Not when I worked with her, she didn't.
Really? Not ever?
No.
I do.
Yeah.
Do I think she talks to herself? Yes.
Okay, well, let's find out, shall we? That's what I thought we'd do. I got some clips of Edith. Just various things, you know, like this.
Morning. In the pub. Or Hoover in the garage. You don't have that problem of you know, wet in the bed, all that kind of stuff.
Just some clips from her show last Sunday. And we called up Edith. What I want to know is, though, how long would Edith talk to herself for? How long before she realised she was talking to Edith? Becky?
A minute.
You're saying 1 minute?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying, Chappers?
12 seconds.
12 seconds? All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Edith Bowman calling Edith Bowman.
Hello?
Morning.
Who's that?
It's been a while, it has. How you doing? In the pub or Hoover in the garage? You don't have that problem of you know, wet in the bed, all that kind of stuff.
Just let me get my small child off my right breast and I'll be right with you.
Oh, yes. I'm glad to hear it. Big knockers. Go on!
What is going on?
Is it not that keen to get off her breast?
Get in. Get in. Amazing.
What is that noise?
It's quite rhythmical, isn't it?
If anyone knows what this noise is, please let me know.
Get in.
I wondered how long it would take.
How long did it take?
It was 1 minute 20.
Yes!
Go on, Becky. What was that kind of rhythmic squelching noise?
Did we just spend about a minute listening to Edith breastfeeding?
Maybe we did.
Oh! What's occurring?
What a bizarre phone call that was. Weird noise. Anyway, so Becky's winning at the moment.
Was her also, I wondered how long it would take, was that aimed at her baby or was that aimed at you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right, so Becky's in the lead. Next one. You know Borat?
Yes.
Yes.
You know his catchphrase, Yak Shabash?
Yes.
Yes? What's your...
Thanks to everyone who's texting in now telling us what that noise was.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Do your Borat impression.
I don't do a Borat impression.
Yeah, you do. Go on.
I don't do a Borat impression.
Don't be shy. Just do
it. I don't do a Borat impression.
You do yours then, Becky.
Yes, Shemesh.
It's nice. That's good, isn't it? How many times in the Borat film does Borat say his famous catchphrase? Yak Shemesh. Guess.
Five.
Five times? Becky.
Six.
Six times. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Borat. But how many times in the film does he say Yak Shemesh, his catchphrase? Let's find out.
Yak Shemesh. And my name is Borat. I like you. Yak Shemesh. Having learned many lessons from USA, I will now teach America how to have a wedding Kazakh style.
That's it.
It's another one of those catchphrases that's actually never used, isn't it?
It's like in Gavin and Stacey, oh, what's occurring, which you think Nessa says all the time. Says it once.
In the first series.
In the first series. Says it a bit more in the second series. But it's one of those things that it's a myth. Like, he doesn't actually say it on the... He says it twice. I sat film through that 1 hour, 20-minute film for that.
Well, there are worse things you could have sat through.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
I forgot how funny it was, actually. Yeah. It's very good.
Oh! What's occurring?
So I made that one all.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
You're a bit on the ball today with the scoring.
Can't believe it. He says it twice. He said it all the time. Right. Last one. You know Cheryl Cole?
Oh, yes.
Everyone loves her. She's so good on X Factor. I've got a little bit of a crush on her at the moment, as we discussed yesterday. And I do a particularly good impression of Cheryl Cole.
Can we hear it, please?
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Oh, this could be embarrassing.
So yesterday I decided to go out on the streets of Great Britain and put my Cheryl Cole impression to the test. Well, and I say Great Britain, 11 people.
11 people.
Yeah, my question to you is this. So I did my Cheryl impression to 11 people, but how many would correctly identify my impression as being Cheryl?
None.
Chappers.
Two.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Cheryl Cole. Or me. On the streets of Britain. Okay, I'm going to do an impression. Who am I, okay? I'm going to see... No.
I have no idea. No idea.
I'm going to see... No.
Didn't even know.
I'm going to say no.
I don't know.
Who am I?
Who do you think?
Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole?
Is correct.
Oh, well done.
Okay, here's my impression. I'm going to say no.
Not a clue.
I'm going to say no.
Do it again.
I'm going to say no.
Vernon Kay.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, I'm going to say no. Cheryl Cole?
Yes! I'm going to say no.
Deirdre from Coronation Street?
I'm going to say no.
Kylie Minogue?
What's that woman's name from Big Brother? What's her name? Divina!
No! Oh, Jane, the one that you sued, Jamie Theakston. Oh, what's her name? Jane Middlemiss.
Is that right? I'm going to see no.
Tony Blair.
I think that was two.
It was two, yeah.
Which means you win.
Yay!
Yay, congratulations.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So, let's just run through who people thought it was then. Vernon
Kay.
Deirdre
of Coronation Street.
Tony Blair. Davina.
Yep.
And Jane Middlemiss.
Jane Middlemiss.
Well, there are a few more you can add to your collection then. Now you can now say you can do all five of those and just use the same impression each time.
I do not sound like Lorraine Kelly, who ever texted that in.
No,
I really don't. Anyway, so Chappers wins. Oh, what's occurring today? What?
Somebody says in saying, how stupid is Chappers for saying two, idiot? It was the right answer.
Yeah.
Ban them. We're not going to hear them ever again.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Chris Moyle, your show. Scott knows cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
This is Radio 1, it's 8:40. And already playing with our movable desk.
Always doing it.
It's Kevin, Joe and Nick from Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Great.
Do you like our desk that goes up and down? It's quite
we
good.
We do. It can entertain you for hours.
Right, seriously. When people like come in, all they do is they just watch us go up and down all day.
Well, the first time we were in these offices, wow. Grimshaw showed us the desk.
Yeah,
and he was fascinated beyond words.
You do it. Yeah.
My question is, what exactly is it for?
I think it's for when you have Andre the Giant in the room, just in case.
Or for really short DJs like myself.
Yeah. Well, when Westwood does it, Westwood's about 7 foot tall, so he has to have it at the highest.
Now, that looks weird now, because I can't really see you very well, so just let's lower the...
Yeah. Also, be careful, because there's a panic button under there as well.
Yeah, don't touch that, because it all goes off. The whole of Central London gets evacuated.
BBC
eject seat, also. An injection button. It's
all there. BBC security tend to amble down about 20 minutes after you've pressed it.
Yeah.
And see if you're okay.
Now, a lot of our listeners won't know exactly... Sorry, I can't see. Hi.
Hello.
A lot of our listeners won't know exactly how huge you are in America. They love you there, right? Can you walk down the street without being kind of noticed in the US anymore?
It depends, I guess, what street it is, if it's honest. I mean, we're still normal teenagers. We do normal stuff. But you know, it's different going to malls and things like that, of course. But we still do normal things like that.
Okay. Without sounding rude... Have you got loads of money?
It's been an amazing year. We're having a great time, and I think we're just more excited that we're able to live our dream and, you know, get to do what we love.
Hmm. Now, how old are you? Sorry.
Me, I'm Kevin. I'm 20.
Yeah.
I'm 19.
Yeah.
Joe.
I'm 15. I'll be 16 actually in a week. From
okay.
Today.
Yeah, we got loads of people actually on Nick saying happy birthday for next week.
Thank you.
And Demi, how old are you?
I just turned 16.
Okay.
Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Me. Oh, that's a question that never gets answered.
Oh, wow. This will be interesting.
No one.
I have a question here.
No one really knows.
Is 16 birthday big here?
Not as big, I don't think, as in America.
18's a big one.
We have television shows surrounding 16.
I've seen that. It's amazing.
It's incredible. And not everyone's like that, I promise.
Right, okay. Oh, really?
Okay. No, I want three cars.
I want my dad to buy me a Ferrari. Oh, I've got one. That show.
I went to Applebee's for mine.
Did she? Oh, that's quite cute. No, I was just asking, because obviously you've got more money than Becky. Have you heard of the credit crunch? The credit crunch.
What is that?
It's a thing in... Well, Chappell's will explain. He's feeling it a lot.
What, the credit crunch? It's basically where nobody's got any money anymore.
Oh, well, that's pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
It's happening a lot in the UK. Becky is here, who works on the show, is really affected by it. She's really suffering. So
I'm so sorry, Becky.
No, it's all right, it's okay.
At least you have a job, though, right?
Yeah, she has a job. Becky was wondering, would you buy her a house?
Would we buy her a house?
Yeah.
You do realise, though, that our money is only half of yours.
We'll
buy you a small house.
Will you buy me a house?
No, that's all she wants.
In all honesty, when you make a dollar, you make much more than we make.
You've got more dollars.
What part of London are you looking at?
Oh, no, it's not even in London. It's a little.
I'll have one anywhere.
It's a little flat, in a place called Watford.
Okay.
It's a show home, and that's all she wants. It won't cost much. How much are they?
Don't know.
100 something?
$500,000 should cover it.
Okay.
Okay, pounds or dollars?
Dollars.
Dollars.
Okay.
Brilliant, okay. You're on.
We'll have to call a couple favors in, I think.
We need a
couple
pullouts.
now Demi wants a house as well.
It really depends on how many times you're going to play the record. That's really what it comes all down to.
Okay, well, we can play that till 10 o'clock if you want. I've got it lined up right here.
Right, go.
Yeah.
Would that be considered payola? I don't know.
I'll play your record.
Now, is it true that you've all bought a house together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when was that?
We just recently in Texas. We kind of grew up there for a while, and then we decided to move back there. So
okay,
we still have a house in a place in Los Angeles because we're going to be filming a television show. We are starting our show, the Jonas Brothers, which is called Jonas, and Demi actually is starting her own show. But we're all here together because, you know, the premiere of Camp Rock is coming out, and we're really, really excited about that.
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. This is Demi's first time, by the way, here in London.
How is it?
It's amazing. I've already told, the second I walked into my hotel, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm moving to London for at least a year. You know, everyone has to move somewhere else for a year. It was like, when I'm 24, I'm just going to live here for 1 year because it's perfect. I'm going to fly my mom out every month, and she's going to bring me Mexican food.
It all happened within hours.
She's already planned it.
You guys don't have Mexican food here.
Mexican food.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone said that you didn't. I was like, Mom, you're going to have to bring like packaged Taco Bell or something.
I think you're going to have to search for it maybe a little bit more than you would in America, but yeah. You can definitely find it.
That's awesome. But I love it here. It's beautiful.
How long have you been here now?
Like
about 4 hours. I just love it. But so somewhere you might move to at some point.
Yeah, I definitely am thinking about, well, I mean, I'm only 16, so it's, yeah, but I really want to. And I love the music here. Like, I took a bath last night and blared, like, the radio. It was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you could move in with them, because they've got, like, 6 bedrooms. Apparently so.
Fancy good.
Yeah. Don't give out the actual address, but the fans probably know where that is already, right? Now, how did you find the awards the other night, the MTV awards?
Oh, it was amazing, isn't it? You know, it was an honor to be nominated, and then an honor to be asked to perform. We're very, very happy with our performance. We performed our new single from our record that's out there called a little bit longer, and the song's called Love Bug, and it went really well, and it was just a really amazing experience. You grow up watching the awards, so then to go and be a part of it was really cool.
We met some pretty cool people also. We met Britney Spears.
Yeah, well, I saw that online. You met Britney.
Yeah, yes, it was cool.
She was super sweet.
It was as cool as we thought. And some other people were amazing. We met Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
That was like maybe the cool. I think that was probably the
Lil Wayne was also pretty awesome.
Lil Wayne was, yeah, he was. That was the one person we told ourselves we wanted to meet. Because if you ever meet him, he's a pirate. Right. He talks like
hello boys.
And like he needs his own pirate movie. It'd be awesome.
So we met some awesome people and it was a fun night for sure.
Okay. Is Britney all right? She looks amazing on the photos.
She
looks great.
She's beautiful. So beautiful and she's even pretty in person. Like she's stunning.
Yeah.
Is she okay? Because I worry about her.
She's great. She seemed really good.
She was very nice, and it was definitely an honor to meet her.
Okay.
Joe's first CD he ever bought was Britney Spears.
I told her that.
Because
we didn't want it just to, we don't want it to be like, hi, nice to meet you, photo op. You kind of want it to be
have a conversation.
Have a little conversation. We let her know, like, we love her music, we always have, and she was the first CD
I ever
bought.
It's kind of our icebreaker. We walk up to everybody
mean to,
and say, the first CD we bought, and like, welcome to Michael Phelps. Hey, you're the first CD we bought.
So actually, the icebreaker is always like, let's work together. So like, you walk.
That's what
like,
you hear the most at an award show. It's like, oh, we should totally do something together. It's like, no, that'll never happen.
Right. So you hear people saying that, do you, all the time?
Oh, it happens.
We use it too sometimes. I mean, most of the time we actually want to work with a person.
Who have you said it to?
On a serious note, Chris Brown would be really cool to work with someday. Definitely had an amazing year.
Huh. We're definitely trying to work something out there. I think it'd be really cool to mash up the two sounds. You know, the pop rock sound here, and then with his pop hip-hop and like R&B and hip hop thing would be really, really cool too.
I want to work with you guys one day.
That would be cool too, Demi.
Yeah. We should shoot a movie together.
Maybe.
Now, we need to talk about Camp Rock. The premiere is tomorrow night, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Tell us a bit more about the film.
Demi, would you like to?
Okay. Well, I play a young girl who is really, really insecure, but then she finds herself through music and she aspires to go to this rock camp. But she can't really afford it. So her mom says she'll help in the kitchen. And that's where I meet these guys.
And then, let me guess, they learn to believe in themselves and to value the freedom to be who they really want to be. Or to a rocking soundtrack.
You're reading that.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
It was awesome.
I was like, wow.
I can't see from here because we got like...
There's giant monitors in our way of his face, everyone.
Yeah, I've got the...
Listening through a radio.
I am peeking through the monitors.
You have it? I'm going to use that from now on. I always try to think of new ways to explain different projects we're working on and... I need to steal that cheat sheet.
I should really change mine up, too. Yeah. but this is where I meet them, and they come, and Joe plays a guy named Shane.
Kind of mean in the movie.
Yeah, he's kind of a male diva. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In the movie.
We were.
It's not the first time I heard that.
Right, we're going to play Burning Up, Jonas Brothers on Radio 1,
and we'll talk
some more.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now it's time to answer your correspondence. It's Dear Scott.
Just waiting for Chappers to arrive.
He's still a bit slow with his Alexander O'Neill limp.
Oh, you're right. Oh, God, you really are limping.
I know, I'm sore.
Still hurting, is it?
Yeah. No, I just thought I'd keep the limp going for the heck of it, you know? Mm. Yeah, it's very sore. But it's all right.
Are you claiming any kind of benefits?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Explain how you got that injury again.
Playing football.
That's right.
Getting clattered by a 15-year-old goalkeeper.
Hi, welcome to Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails. Send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text 81199. First one.
Mills, I have a crush on Cheryl Cole too. It's allowed. Shall we take her out to dinner? If she's ever on your show, can I join you? Love you, Jess from Wilts.
Okay, good. Girl crush on Cheryl Cole. I think that's quite normal, don't you?
Yeah, she's lovely.
She is lovely.
You going to take her out to dinner then? You going to take her out to dinner then?
What, Jess or Cheryl or both?
Well, both.
I don't think that's an option.
Why?
Because
you never take anybody out to dinner.
No, just because I don't think that Cheryl would go out to dinner.
I'm sure she would.
Do you think?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why don't you pick her up from Joe Wiley's house?
Oh yeah.
After they do the live lounge, and then go out for tea.
Well, let's put it out there.
Hang on, why am I saying that? Why can't Al come as well?
No, don't. To cramp my style. Seriously.
I'll cramp your style.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Next.
Where do they get the names for hurricanes? Craig Dingwall.
Chappers.
What?
Where do they get the names?
They work through the. Don't they work through the alphabet?
It's a boy name, then a girl name, then a boy name, then a girl name.
Yeah.
I think it's just coming back to him.
And also, I think the names are taken from lists that vary from region to region.
Mm.
But the names that are given to these things are drafted a few years ahead of time.
Are they?
So maybe the names already for hurricanes coming in sort of 2010, 2011 have already been named.
Right.
We'll have to wait a while for Hurricane Chappers, I think.
I'd love that.
What are we on at the moment? GRI?
We're on GRI, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to have to come back round, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's how it works.
Hurricane Mark?
Yeah, I could have Hurricane Mark, actually.
Hurricane Gobble Boy?
No, I don't think Hurricane Gobble Boy. They have to be proper names.
That's strong.
And you've just had G with Gustav, so it'll be a long time before G comes back again.
Hurricane Gobble Boy. Next.
Morning all. What should I do? Got a job that I hate but pays well. Stick with it or jack it in to go work in the Alps for ski season and be poor. Please help. Paul.
Okay. Don't know.
Jack it all in and go skiing.
I'd say jack it all in and go skiing.
That's what I thought as well. I just didn't want to say it myself.
Why?
I don't know. It's not very responsible, is it?
Oh no, you'll have an amazing time.
You can afford to say that though if you're on $586,000 a year. You'll have got some savings.
Not at all. I'm feeling the credit crunch as much as the next person.
Really? In what way? Lack of champagne has gone down to every other day now rather than every day.
Have you
had to turn the heating off in the West Wing?
And I noticed yesterday.
and only keep the heating going in the East Wing.
Oh, what now?
Yesterday you could only afford dry toast with Marmite, whereas last week you were on scrambled eggs and smoked salmon.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Has it hit you over the weekend?
I didn't even have any butter yesterday.
Oh, no, really? How bad it is?
I just had toast and Marmite.
Last week,
smoked salmon, you're right. Smoked salmon and eggs combo. Now look.
This week, dry toast.
Yeah. This morning I bought in my own breakfast of Weetabix.
Did you really?
And some milk. Yeah.
Have you had to blow off the gardener as well?
I'm sorry?
Have you had to get rid of the gardener?
I don't have a gardener. I don't have a garden.
Right.
Next.
Stop me from having a gardener.
Dear Scott, we've got a new teaching assistant at my school and he looks so much like you. Are you really at my school? Mr. Kitchen is such a rubbish name, so it could be fake. Is Mr. Kitchen the best name you could think of? I love the Radio 4 lady, and she could work at my school any time. Smiley. Love, Charlie, aged 14, London. P.S. My media teacher has a grudge against you. We listen to clips of your show, and she hates you. Just thought you should know. Tongue sticking out, Smiley. Love you.
Well, tell her to get lost.
Why does she hate
you? Play that clip out in your flipping class.
I wonder why she hates you.
Don't know. Some people do.
I wonder what they're learning. What are they learning in their media studies by playing clips of you?
Surely play out some clips of a show that you like, media teacher. And hi to Mr. Kitchen as well.
That's definitely not you.
That's really not me, no. Next.
Dear Scott, I've always wondered what the Radio 4 lady would sound like if she was a chav. Can you get her to read this out? All right, blood. I is blitz lovin' da way dat Scott sounds well posh in it. Brap, brap. Cheers, Scott. From Tom in Basingstoke. P.S. You're going to be at my Freshers Week at Warwick Uni. Bring Becky. She is awesome.
Oh, it's it's going to be that thing now. Every time I do a gig, they go, "Where's Chappers?" Like we go around together all the time. I don't know. Probably at home.
Do you get that a lot?
A lot, yeah.
On your gigs, do they ask where Scott is?
No, they never do. But they do. They have done at the cricket. All over the summer at the cricket, I've got asked where you were. Like, why did you go to the cricket?
I know. Why do people it's think normally, we go around in pairs?
I don't know.
Strange.
Are you adding? Are you adding your gig dates onto people's emails before they get read out?
No,
just to publicise them.
Really not. No.
Right.
I can read them out though if you want. I've got my diary here.
No. You're all right.
Okay. Next,
dear Scott, I was looking at your homepage on the Radio 1 website, and I was intrigued to see you with an Arab man or a male nun standing behind you on the wired trim bit. Sorry for the technical vocabulary. I was wondering whether the BBC had been taken over by some Saudi oil tycoon.
not as far as I'm aware. That was just me with Dr. Suleiman Al-Fahim, owner of Man City, just because I wanted a picture with him. Never met him in my life, but just kind of like cut and paste him there.
Because he'd had pictures with virtually everybody else on Earth last week.
Felt a bit left out.
So he felt a bit left out.
So yes, that was me and him, but we've never met. Next.
Yo, Scott. I moved to university next Sunday and was wondering what advice you have for me and others in a similar position. I have already taken your advice to end my relationship, so what other pearls of wisdom do you have? Love you, smiley, from Ben. P.S. I'm going to be studying radio production so I can become the next Scott Mills. P.P.S. See you at the University of Gloucestershire on the 27th of September. Winking smiley.
I'm really not adding my gig dates on. I'm really not. It does sound like that because they actually... it clearly did say the 27th of September
you
then.
Are.
I'm really not. What advice can we give apart from getting rid of your relationship, which we did do a few weeks ago?
Don't study radio production to be the next Scott Mills would be my tip.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're here with Kevin and Nick Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato, star of Camp Rock. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not that camp and 10 being really camp, how campy is Camp Rock, Demi?
I've never been to a camp like
Camp Rock. Besides all the cameras and the catering.
And the scripts.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. For us, it was kind of like camp because we're all busy either touring or doing other things. So for once, actually being in one place.
I think
I'm really going around the subject. Fine. 8.
No. That would be bad. That'd be bad.
It was the
3.
Hotel
it was 3
that we stayed in. It was like kind of like a cabin lodge type place. Right. So really offset, we were in the woods and we all had like our own type cabin lodge type thing.
To get into character, I slept in a tent.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
It was very fun to be like in one place for a long time because we're never in one place for a long period of time because we're always moving. We just finished our Burning Up tour. Thank you, by the way, for all the love you guys have showed. We've been listening to you all the time.
You were saying you listen to Radio 1 in America?
Yes, we do. Sirius Satellite, you know, we can hear it in America and we listen to it. But sometimes it's, you know, like 11 o'clock at night and all we hear is just like crazy house music. We're just like, you know, like the dance club remix. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had an awesome intro, by the way. We were listening to that. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's like, we need a jingle.
Yeah. Well, I've got one here. Okay.
Uh-oh.
But I think this is a guy from, I think he is, I don't know where he's from in the US, but he does a lot of the Chris Moyles voiceovers, and I think he's got this wrong, but listen to this.
Coming up on The Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills, the biggest band to ever come out of Whack Off, New Jersey. It's the Jonas Brothers.
Now, I don't think he's got that right. He only did these yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Where is it? Yeah, we are. Michael, that's correct.
He's got it right.
It's a very nice.
No, he said it wrong, Nick.
Right.
Yeah, no, he didn't say it right.
Well,
it's
how do you say it?
Wyckoff.
Wyckoff.
Wyckoff, okay. And you can sneeze.
Okay, good.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. See, this is how much sleep I got last night.
Yeah, Nick decided to watch TV starting at 2 a.m.
Well,
until
what happened.
Monday
I slept
night
the whole
football.
Way here, and then I got here, and then, you know, woke up at like 2:30. Went to bed at like midnight. Woke up at 2:30, and then
you didn't watch the late night bingo, did you?
No, actually, I watched.
That's addicting.
American
I gotta
football,
be honest with you.
And it was just so great.
Well, I woke up and we kind of, me and Nick kind of have a sharing connecting room, and so I wake up at like 4, and we're trying to adjust, and I wake up, walk into his room, and I just hear blaring television, and I'm like, like, what are you doing? And he's wearing a football jersey. And I've never seen this football jersey before. And he's like, hey, man, what's up? What are you doing? I'm like, I'm sleeping.
What are like, you doing?
Well, most people are doing it at 4 in the morning. He's like, oh, well, I'm just playing. He's like, oh, I'm just on the computer and I'm watching a movie on TV. I'm like, I'm going back to bed. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about Camp Rock. You know, with these premieres that you go to, can you, right, be honest with me, do you actually watch the premiere? Because you must have seen the film a few times, right?
We do.
Do you actually stay in there, or do you nip out the back, get some food, and come back for the party?
The American premiere, we actually, it was the first time I saw it all together.
Yeah, it's the first time we saw the movie.
I kind of wanted to see the end, and I forgot what it was like. What is like, and we had to leave early to go perform.
Forgot the end.
So I was like, what happens at the end of the movie?
You weren't in it or anything, Joe.
But I couldn't remember. We filmed it so long ago that we were kind of like sitting there.
It was like 9 months ago. Joe's like,
I wonder what happens at the end.
Movie. We still don't know, actually. What's cool is, if you were talking about the movie now, like, today is the day, like, that we really, like, really started filming up in the woods in for the movie.
A year ago.
Like, a year ago, like, almost today.
Okay.
So it was really cool to be like, wow, we're promoting it now for us, you know, in London and Europe, and it's going to be really, really exciting.
And what does happen at the end? Only joking.
Oh. No.
I'll just tell you.
So you do stay in the movie theater for the premiere.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to.
Well, you do at the moment. That'll change in a couple of years.
Aww.
Oh, here's our new film, Camp Rock 8.
I think it's fun because you don't. Well, with some movies, you do, like Disney movies, you don't really get to watch them on big screens. It's just on TV screens at home, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Now, do girls get jealous of you, Demi, because you hang around with these guys all the time? Because in this country, if you're a girl and if you vaguely know a member of any band with boys in it, they want to kill you.
It was hard.
If you go near him or touch him, I will actually kill you with my bare hands. It's like that.
That sounds like a scary girl.
Yeah. I don't really want to move here anymore.
She has bare hands. She has bare hands.
Are you reconsidering moving to London now?
I don't know.
Bear claws.
No. I had a hard time at first with Camp Rock just because, you know, it was with them. But, like, these guys are, like, some of my really good friends. And I think everybody knows that it's, like, not like that. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, it's cool. Okay. You know? It's more family than anything.
Okay.
For sure. And we're just really excited that it's actually premiering on September 19th. It's actually happening. And
nice
we're
plug.
So, you're nice. Welcome. Yeah. Kind of 6, under the radar there.
6 p.m.
I like
6 p.m. on Disney.
You couldn't see that coming at all.
I really, honestly, I can plug in, like, you know, anything, really. You just tell me and I can just fit into a conversation.
Go.
You got to give me a subject.
My album.
Give him all your gig dates. As no. You seem to want to plug those all the time.
No, I'm all right. So you've got a new TV show coming up as well.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
We do.
Well, you said you could put it into any conversation. You're rubbish now.
But that sounded like a question.
Oh, okay, right.
I could be like, so, yeah, did you have breakfast this morning? Oh, you can watch our new television show when you have breakfast.
Make sure to listen to you guys. While, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to be besieged when you go outside. There's a few people outside.
Oh, wonderful.
Just a few more people than... We had new kids on the block in yesterday.
You know what?
Yeah.
We really want to meet them.
Oh, you should have been here yesterday.
Well, they're still here. They're doing an HMV signing.
Yeah, they did that. Well, they did one
you
yesterday.
You slipped that in as well.
Are you working for them?
I work for you guys.
On right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, it's no big deal or anything, but you know, burn it up. And when you look me in the eyes, coming out September 22nd, right. And a little bit longer, September 29th.
Yeah. No, it's not even working into the conversation. We're just forcing those.
Listen, guys, and Demi, thank you very much for coming in today. Jonas Brothers on Radio 1. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Are we ready for some badly bleeped TV? Special radio edition today. It's our missing words game. You've got to tell me what the missing word is. You can play along if you're at work now or at home on 81199. Let me know how you do today. Some people are getting really good at this now when we do it in the afternoons. They're getting quite a big success
rate.
There is
a knack to it.
Yeah, not me. I'm still rubbish.
Mm. Okay, here's your first one then. Just tell me the missing word. It's all radio today. The one that doesn't speak has been furiously finding missing words and listening to the radio. First up, it's Simon Mayo on 5 Live. Badly Bleak Radio, what's the word?
More rain is forecast. Colette Hume is in Llandaff. Colette, how bad is it there?
It's absolutely sh**.
You can
hear it one more time,
yeah.
Please.
More rain is forecast. Colette Hume is in Llandaff. Colette, how bad is it there?
It's absolutely sh**.
Chappers.
Shocking.
Shocking. Becky.
Sheeting.
Sheeting.
Sheeting?
You have like sheets of rain, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible. I've heard of that before. Let's find out. What's the missing word?
Colette, how bad is it there?
It's absolutely shocking. I'm just looking at the River Taff.
Yes, yeah. Chappers. Yeah. Chappers won. Good Becky start. Nil. Okay. And now it's time for the afternoon play on Radio 4. If you did hear this, then you obviously you're on an unfair advantage.
I didn't.
You didn't, no. No. Okay. What's the missing word here?
Oh, she thought everything was about R.
Becky, can hear it again if you want.
Yeah, one more time.
Oh, she thought everything was about R.
Art.
Art, okay.
What? Don't give me that look, Chappers. It's such a... That's such a oh. You've got that from your little boy, that look.
Yeah. We are very similar in personality. I was going to say art. Arms.
You think arms?
Arms, arms. She always thought it was about arms.
Yeah.
I've got like that.
Here's the answer.
Art. Art. She thought everything was about art.
Yes, yes. Becky. Yes. Wow. One all. Okay.
I like one all as a score because the one that doesn't speak sits there doing thumbs up.
Yeah. He does. Look at him. This from the look. Okay, next. Still from the same play.
A woman, appalled by her capacity for surrendering herself to a man, determines to bait herself.
That's quite difficult, that. Again?
A woman, appalled by her capacity for surrendering herself to a man, determines to herself.
Chappers.
Extricate.
Okay. Becky.
Can I hear it one more time, please?
Oh, God, okay.
Sorry.
A woman, appalled by her capacity for surrendering herself to a man, determines to hate herself.
Placate.
Placate. Okay, here's the right answer.
Determines to liberate herself.
Oh, liberate. Still one all. Back to the play.
If you're not careful, you're going to come out of it like a processed p***.
Processed.
If you're not careful, you're going to come out of it like a processed p***.
Chappers.
Like a process.
Yeah.
Why can't I only think of one thing? One word, even. Process P.
Process P?
Peas.
Oh, whatever.
Process peas.
Process peas, okay.
If you're not careful, you're going to come out of it like a process pea. Just like everyone else.
Yeah. Oh. You can't have peas. So Chappers wins that one.
2-1.
2-1 to Chappers. Back to the play again on Badly Bleeped Radio.
Why don't you f*** me? Why don't you f***? Why should I f***? Why do you have to f***?
Becky.
Follow?
Yeah,
fight.
Have...
I don't know.
Okay, one more.
Why don't you f*** me? Why don't you f***? Why should I f***?
Fight. I'm...
Why do you have to f***?
Chappers, what are you saying?
Is it the same word? Yeah.
Yes.
What have you said?
I've said fight because I changed my mind on the second listen.
Why do you have to follow?
Follow. Okay, so you're saying fight, you're saying follow. Here's the answer.
Why don't you fight me?
Yes.
Why don't you fight?
Why yes.
Fight. Why do you have to fight?
There we are. Say it's a 2-all now. Very good. Back to the play. On Radio 4. Good. I wish
I'd
heard
this.
There's
a lot going on in this play, isn't there?
Well, a man loved me once. I mean, really.
And
he d***ed me.
Dumped.
Diddled.
And he diddled me.
Well, a man loved me once. I mean, really.
And
he d***ed me.
You're saying diddled?
Diddled, yeah.
Okay. And you're saying what?
Dumped.
Don't let him be.
What are you doing now?
No, that's the wrong one.
That sounded a bit exciting. Okay.
Here's the answer.
And he ditched me.
Oh.
Ditched.
Dumped is like being ditched.
I think I would have got... Yeah, it's not the same word, though.
Was that
it?
A thing you then played? Was that her being diddled?
Yeah. No, that's the next clip, which is this.
Don't let him be...
What are you doing now?
Looking at your reaction.
Oh!
Sorry, you have to play that again.
Don't let him be.
What are you doing now?
Looking at your reaction.
Chappers.
Looking at your... Becky, you have to guess first because I can't think of anything.
I can't. Mantelpiece.
Look at your mantelpiece!
I don't know.
Looking at your evolution.
Don't let him be.
What are you doing now?
Looking at your record collection.
Oh.
That was a
close to mantelpiece, though.
That was a difficult one, that one. Right, next.
No, my dear, it is art. Dear mother.
What's the missing word? Can you hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
No, my dear, it is art. Dear mother.
Chappers.
Mother dear.
Becky.
Baker.
No, my dear, it is art. Dear mother sugar.
Oh, mother, dear mother sugar.
Do I get half a point?
No. Okay, and here is... we're off the plane now, at last.
Right.
Here is Peter Curran, who's announcer on Radio 4, yeah, with his own badly bleeped radio.
We'll have the teacher who had to flee Prague with her English exchange students in the summer of 1968. And DJ Mike Reed introduces us to his chocolate s***.
Becky.
His chocolate... sweets...
We'll have the teacher who had to flee Prague with her English exchange students in the summer of 1968. And DJ Mike Reed introduces us to his chocolate s***.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Do you know what? I just can't think.
Oh, come on. You can't pass it.
The chocolate. Socks.
And DJ Mike Reed introduces us to his chocolate sculptures.
Sculptures?
Why has DJ Mike Reed got chocolate sculptures? So, are we left on two all there, aren't we? Two all. There we are.
Didn't I get half for mother?
No.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.